Oh, hallelujah. Father, we bless you this morning. We lift up that name that is above all names. That name that remains from eternity to eternity. Generations come, generations go, ideas come and ideas go. But God, the Almighty God, remains forever and forever and forever. And we thank God that His servants also remain forever. Those who unite themselves to the Lord. These also partake of the light of His glory. They continue on with the Lord from generation to generation. This is the privilege we have when we walk with God. This is the privilege we have when we make up our minds to unite with that name that abides forever. Praise God. Now, I'm going to start off from the Beatitudes today. When Jesus Christ gave the Beatitudes, you know what the Beatitudes is? When He went to this mountain, this high elevated mountain, sat down, His disciples around Him, and of course the multitudes were there, but His disciples were immediately around Him. And of course He turned His face and He looked towards His disciples, and He started to give words. He said, I'm going to start off from I will look at the version of Luke. Luke chapter 6, verse 18. I'll just read it down, the Beatitudes. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Now he's talking about people who were coming to Jesus for healing, saying that those that were vexed with unclean spirits were healed by Jesus, and the whole multitude sought to touch Him, for there went out of Him and healed, there went virtue out of Him and healed them all. See, all they needed to do was to touch Jesus to get healed. You see it? Contacting Jesus was contacting that life of God. It's like tapping current from electricity, you know. They touched Him, they were touching God. They were touching the source of life. So the multitude sought Him, because, you know, virtue went out of Him and many of them were healed. And look at what Jesus Christ does in Luke chapter 6 verse 20. He lifted up His eyes on His disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. And blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in what? In heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophet. So we see here Jesus Christ turned His face to the disciples. There were multitudes there, and why is it that he didn't speak to the multitudes? The multitudes were there for the purpose of receiving healing, receiving that their very immediate need. Praise God, because we can interpret that scene in two different ways. See, but generally speaking, many people today flock to God because they want a healing, or they want something to better their life in this world. And of course, I want that too. I want something that will better my life in this world, so that I can live more comfortably in this world. Definitely, I want that. Who doesn't want a new car? Who doesn't want a good house? Who doesn't want some bit of cash in his pocket to have the power to purchase something? Who doesn't want all of that? See, but Jesus Christ was teaching a way in which we can obtain these things and at the same time obtain eternal life. That eternal life is the life of God. Eternal life is the life of the living God, the life that is from eternity to eternity. That is the immortality and light that God has revealed to this world through the manifestation of Christ to this world. Eternal life. Says he has given the Son the ability to impart life, eternal life, that life of God, into as many as believe. And that eternal life actually is what Christ came to give us. Praise God. And to obtain that eternal life, we must rediscover the mystery of Christ, which is the mystery of our existence in God from the beginning. Many of us are not aware that we came out of God. Many are not aware that in reality they are an integral part of God. See, our healing, our daily needs and sustenance in this world comes securely when we rediscover the mystery of our oneness with God. Jesus Christ says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and the other things will be what? Added to you. They will be added to you. That is the approach Jesus Christ has given to us, to seek the kingdom first. Don't seek the other elementary things first, but rather the kingdom first, and the other things will be added to it. Because apart from having promises in this present life, we have promises of the life that is to come. Because this present life is passing away by the click of the clock. Every tick of the clock, you know, is passing away. Your existence in the natural realm and your relationship to all the things in this natural realm is passing away. It's dissolving. So, but we can partake of this, the goods of this world, and at the same time stand in the life for the ages to come. So Jesus Christ turns to a disciple, of course, sitting upon that mountaintop where he gave the beatitude. It's like sitting upon Mount Zion. See, the Bible says that the nation shall flock to Mount Zion, and there the Lord will teach them of his marvelous ways. Jesus Christ seated upon Mount Zion, and his disciples gathered unto him. The poor in spirit. Who are the poor in spirit? The poor in spirit in this sense are those who have left their cares of this in this life to walk solely by the Spirit of God, to to walk in relation to the invisible presence of God. To ascend up the mountain, to be disciples of Christ in truth, every man must be able to let go of the vanities of this age. Must pick up your cross and follow me. It means a dying to the old attachments to the outer world and walking in relation to the Spirit of God. Every man must have this requirement fulfilled in him. You can't be partakers of this world and also be partakers of the things of God's kingdom. So he says, all those that have left all for my sake will inherit things to come in God's kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. He talked about those who hunger for righteousness. He spoke about, also those who weep. Praise God, because they shall laugh. Remember Sarah? Didn't Sarah laugh? Because the time of her visitation came and she laughed. She laughed because she didn't. Of course, she laughed initially because she didn't believe. But God is saying something to us today, that we shall laugh at the end of this whole thing. Every man that has had this hope and has walked with God shall see the realization of the bringing forth of the Son of God. Those who have sowed with tears shall reap with joy and with laughter. Praise God. There is a realm of laughter, and these things are real. Praise God. Now I'm going to go now to the major issue, what we're going to share about today. It says that those, blessed are you when men hate you, and they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice and in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. In the version of Matthew, it says that great is your reward in heaven. Great is your reward, what? In heaven. Now, what is this great reward that we have in heaven? You see, when you look at everything that Jesus Christ is talking about here, you could see that everything was directed to something in heaven. His mind was always in heaven. He says, let your treasures be in heaven. Let your hope be in heaven. Let your mind and your focus be in heaven. Have a single mind and let your everything be in heaven. Not on this in this world. Great is your reward in heaven. When men persecute you, when they cast you out as evil. Of course, it's written that anyone that will live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Isn't it a bit strange? Why is it that a people will be righteous and suffer persecution? Aren't righteous people supposed to be accepted and loved? So why do they suffer persecution? Because in the first place, that kind of righteousness, to live righteous in Christ Jesus, is different from being religious. Is different from following the laid down moral guides of men. It's very different. To live godly in Christ Jesus, it's not to be religious. It's another thing entirely. And at times it can be offensive. Living a life in Christ Jesus means living according to the Spirit. You offend friends. You offend your friends in the various systems of religion. You will offend at times your family members when you want to live that life of the Son of God. At times you are not the most popular person in town to live godly in Christ Jesus. So people call you heretic. And a lot of times they don't accept you as being sent from God. They quietly put you aside. See, the time comes where even Jesus Christ said, the time comes where anybody killing you, that's anybody trying to shut you out, we think he's doing a service to God. Because they'll call you a heretic. See, but he says that great is your reward in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven. Now, what is this reward in heaven now that Jesus Christ is talking about? Great is your reward in heaven. See, our perception of the reward in heaven has to change from what religion imparted in us over the years. As men who are born into this world with a sense of belonging in this world, we always think of earthly things. First of all, a man will think that the reward that God promises you is a big mansion, it's a big Mercedes. The reward that God promises is a good husband, a good wife. Some make reservations for gold rooms up in the sky. Gold mansions in the sky. And all that kind of stuff, you see. But we must get it clear that the reward that Jesus Christ is talking about here is God Himself. When God met Abraham thousands of years earlier, God told Abraham, I am your what? Exceeding great reward. I am your shield and your what? Exceeding great reward. I, the Lord, am your reward. Of course, forget it. Abraham didn't understand that time. Abraham did not understand the voice of the Spirit at that time. But today we understand. Praise God. Great is your reward in heaven. Jesus Christ said it on several occasions, there is none but what? One who is in heaven. Which is the Father. Our Father who art in where? In heaven. That is your reward. Call no man Father upon the earth, because there is only one who is the Father, your Father who is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was. This was the prayer of Jesus. I go to the Father. This was Jesus Christ, his confession here upon the earth. I go to the Father. That was the hope of Jesus. And that was his focus day and night, was to rediscover himself back in the Father. That was his crown of life. You know, Jesus too had to overcome. It says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to him to sit on the throne of my Father, the same way I overcame and I'm set on the throne of my Father. Now, we must understand that this is the reward for every man who knows truth. The reward is what? The Father. Great is your reward in what? In heaven. The Father is greater than I. I go to the Father. This is a trend, a movement that every child of God who can hear the voice of truth must begin to make by faith right now, wherever you are. And it's a great thing. Great is your reward in heaven. In heaven. Praise God. Now, heaven is the dimension of God where nothing evil that makes a lie can ever enter. Praise God. This is the new heavens and the new earth that the Lord has promised us. It's a realm where man lives in God, realizes consciously, walks consciously, knowing that I have my being in God. Hallelujah. There's nothing like sorrow there. Nothing like bitterness there. Nothing like hate. No fear. You know why you have fear? It means this absence of God from God. Fear is the sensation that envelops a man when he senses that he feels that he's absent from God, that he's separated from God. That's where fear comes from. You know that? In heaven, there is no such thing as fear. John says that if you have fear in you, you have not yet been perfected in the nature of God, in the love of God. You have not truly discovered yourself yet in God. That is why the whole world today is reeling to and fro. It's fear. Fear. Everywhere is fear, 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 and uncertainty, worries. But he says, my peace I want, I give to you. Now that's the peace of God the Father. Nothing can tamper with that peace of God. That stillness, that quietness of God. Nothing. So your earthquakes and your economic situations that go up and down, the Dow Jones is up today, tomorrow is down. All these things cannot affect the realm of God for those who rediscover it. Hallelujah. So we must understand today that the mystery of the ages is our origin in God, and once you begin to know these things, every man has to, like Jesus Christ, say, I go to the Father. That is the reward. That is our great reward. Hallelujah. To rediscover the mystery of our existence in God. It's always there. But once you begin to perceive the words of truth and exercise yourself in these things that you hear, you will rediscover it in its totality. Praise God. You know, Jesus Christ also made certain confessions that baffled people. On several occasions, he declared that I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. Now, he's saying that I and God are one. If you have seen me, you have seen what? You have seen God, which is the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the invisible God, the true God. Hallelujah. He says that no one has been to heaven except the Son of Man, who is where? In heaven. And of course, I've said that heaven is the realm of God. It's the realm of the Father. No one has been to heaven except the Son of Man, who is in heaven. So you can see that Jesus Christ walked in that consciousness, that reality of his oneness with God the Father. Of course, he still had to ascend and ascend and ascend, because there was still certain human aspect in him that had to continuously be dissolved. But he still experienced that realm and walked in that realm even while he was upon the earth. Because anybody who will exercise himself patiently to what is here in this hour will walk the way he walked. Because we all are called to walk in the and display the mystery of godliness exactly the way Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ said once that the works that I do, you will also do. It's not just talking about holding crusades. You know, and getting people healed. Praise God. It's not just talking about that. It's talking about manifesting God. Walking in the reality of this mystery called the Father who is in you. Praise God. If we are just, we go to the book of John, let us see something interesting. One of those great is Philip asking Jesus Christ a question. I'm going to John chapter 14 verse 8. It says, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficient of that. He said, he's asking Jesus Christ to show them the Father, and they will be satisfied. Show us the Father. That's what he's asking God, Jesus, because Jesus Christ was declaring to them that he had revealed to them the Father, and they were saying, show us the Father, let us see the Father. And look at the response of Jesus. Jesus Christ said unto Philip, that is John chapter 14 verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen what? The Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Very well I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. Now, he says here, Jesus, you see, Jesus Christ says, simply telling Peter a simple truth, that what? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. I am the Father. That is my true identity. I am God. See, I am God. If you have seen me, you have seen God. If you have touched me, you have touched God. And Jesus Christ further says here that those that believe in him, the works that he does, will do also. Like I said, the works that you do as a child of God, as offspring of God, is not to go about holding crusades or big churches. No. It's to stand where you are and begin to manifest the mystery of godliness in you, which is God manifested in the flesh, seen by men and angels. Hallelujah. You have to allow the Spirit of God lift you up. Because once you are lifted up from the earth, it's no more just a man. It's God that the people behold. Praise God. The works that I do, you shall do also. Those who followed Christ in the regeneration, those who hunger for righteousness, those who have left all for the sake of the gospel, those who exercise themselves in the truth as they hear it, those who pray day and night unto the Father who is in secret, inherit the Father who is in heaven. Your inheritance is God itself. You'll be able to walk in the reality of this great mystery. Praise God. Resurrection from the dead is the reward of every man who follows on in truth. Hallelujah. You continue in my words and you will know the truth. And the truth will what? Will set you free. Say it. If God be in me, what can be against me? If you know the truth, it will set you free from all your fears, all your worries, all your anxieties. See it. All your sickness, your disease, everything you thought you were, you'll be set free from these things. If you just follow on and don't allow the voices to kind of drown you in this world. Praise God. I see a couple of emails from friends. A lot of people complain that, yeah, they hear this message, they believe and all that, but they don't seem to be progressing. A lot of people complain that, you know, they are let down, they are not moving on, and all that kind of stuff. So many people complain about situations around them that make it hard for them to break through. Many complain about family problems, you know, around them. And these things keep distracting them and they can't concentrate on what the Lord is doing. See, but I want us to understand that we cannot help anybody except we rediscover ourselves. Let us not ever think that as men, we can help any other man. Of course, you might give temporary relief, isn't it? For a moment. See, it's not like taking a pill or something. A pill can give you relief for a moment. You can give somebody cash in hand, and that cash might be for a moment. See, a temporary relief. See, but in reality, you cannot help that person eternally except you yourself rediscover the mystery of your existence in God. Praise God. That's why at times it's good to be more concentrated on this walk, your ascension with God. Very important. So we should not allow the many, many voices and the problems around us to drown us into the pool of perdition. See, Jesus Christ always said one thing, that the poor will always be there. The poor in this sense is talking of those who are bankrupt, who don't have the knowledge of the truth. They will always be there. Praise God. Now, if Jesus Christ had to go around chasing every member of his family or trying to help them with their daily needs, I tell you, he would never have attained to the place God called him to attain to. At times, we might have to just let go of everything tactically and be more concentrated on the things of God. Praise God. Let us learn from Jacob. The Bible says that Jacob wrestled with an angel of God. You see this in Genesis chapter 32 from verse 24. Jacob wrestled with an angel of God throughout the night, insisting that the angel of God bless him. Now that must have required great strength and determination. You know what it means to wrestle somebody all through the night? You try to wrestle somebody for just 5 minutes and see how exhausted you get. But this man wrestled this angel throughout the night until the breaking of the day. Hallelujah. And at the end of the day, this is what the angel says to Jacob. You see this in Genesis chapter 32, verse 26, And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be no more called what? Jacob, but what? Israel. For as a prince has that power with God and with men, and has what? Prevailed. Now you see the determination of Jacob, that focus, that zeal, is a zeal that we must sustain. See it? See, Jacob prevailed, he overcame. See it? He prevailed and overcame. That was why he was able to receive that new name. That is why he became prince with God and with men. He prevailed. He got that new name because he prevailed with that determination he had. Now, this is the kind of attitude we should develop if we are truly seeking this heavenly reward that is promised to every man, this kind of life that is promised to every man who follows on to know the truth. Praise God. Many, many situations around you swarm around you like bees. See, many thoughts, many distractions, many arrows, darts here and there. Families, friends, jobs, money in the account. Many, 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 many worries in this world. And I tell you, these worries are just nothing but an illusion. See, but we must lay hold on this promise that has been given to us. Strain ourselves day and night. See, it's something that you have to contend for. It's already there. It's already been given to you, and nobody ever takes it away from you. But there must be a focus and a determination, a zeal to receive of this promise. See, every man should take heed so that he receives the reward at the end of it all. Many don't receive the reward. Many don't finish the race. Many drop out of the race. Many get weary along the line. See, but let us not get weary. Brethren, God that has called you is faithful. See, and he will bring you to that expected end. Hallelujah. Let us be focused. Great is your reward in heaven. The charge of the Lord today is that be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Put on the nature of your Father. That is your salvation. First of all, get the revelation of who your Father is, which is yourself. Then put it on. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Your Father sends light to the good, to the just and the unjust, and he reigns to the good and the evil. Let us enter into that consciousness of pure love. And it can only be done by those who walk in the Spirit. Amen. Look at the sun out there. Does it change to today and tomorrow? Does it change? Does your conduct affect the sun? Does your conduct affect the stars? They keep shining day and night. That is the nature of God. We have to lift ourselves above these emotional things around us. Attachments to it. Because, like I've always said, you wake up one day and you discover these things that you think are distracting you, they don't exist. Praise God. It says that if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Now, who is the I that has to be lifted up from the earth? It's the Christ in you. You have to be lifted up from the terrestrial, from the earthly life. That is when you can now give life to others. That is when now you can draw people to God. If I be lifted from the earth, I will draw what? All men unto me. I will draw all men back into the light as I am in the light. Now, you cannot help any man if you are down there on the earth. You can't. So let us not let influence from the world destroy our vision. See, for this reward that has been promised us, great is your reward in heaven. Great promises. Hallelujah. That we walk every man when he discovers himself in the nature of God, walking as God. That means walking in the supernatural, walking in the realm of infinite, you know, possibilities. It's a realm where all things are what possible. It's the realm of the miraculous. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to walk in the realm of the miraculous? Where everything is good, where you prosper in everything. See, the book of Psalms, chapter 1, speaks about those that are what? Planted by the, see, by the rivers. Now, let me read it. Psalm, the book of Psalms, chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in his season, whose leaf also wither not, and whatever he does shall what? Shall prosper. Are you listening? Now, I want us to realize that those are the plantings of the Lord. Those are the trees of life that are in God's kingdom. You know, John saw those trees of life along the rivers, the river of life in the New Jerusalem. In the last chapter of the book of Revelations, Revelation chapter 22, he saw those trees planted by the riverside. Those are the trees of life. You see, and their leaves, green leaves, were for the healing of the nations. See, these are people who are redeemed. These are men who have ascended back into God's kingdom. See, these are the same servants that had the names of God written upon them. They had the name of the Father written upon their foreheads. You see this in Revelation chapter 22, the same chapter. These are the same people. We are the trees of life. We are the sons of God. We are everything in God's kingdom. Now, these ones prosper in everything they do. Everything is positively possible. Anything you lay your hands on prospers. You said to that mountain, it is moved. Because these ones walk in God. They've rediscovered that great reward which is in God. Hallelujah. They have attained to that oneness, that consciousness, that I and the Father are one. That is your reward. See, and that is everything that you ever need, nothing else. You don't need a single dime in your bank account. See it. What you need is to know that I and the Father are one. Great is your reward in heaven. Great. Because you are united with God. In God. You rediscover everything is yours. So all the struggling that we've done over the years and lack, does it ever end? It does not end. Now you go and ask the billionaire out there or the millionaire out there. There is always a need. There is no rest. Praise God. No rest. There is always a need. They are never fulfilled. You can't be fulfilled as a man. It is impossible to be fulfilled as a man. That is why it is good to let go of everything gradually. Praise God. And face the things of the kingdom, God's kingdom. Let every man exercise himself in the things that be of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we hear things like this, let us not think that it is far-fetched. No. Our faith comes by hearing this truth today. That grain of mustard seed is planted in us when we hear this precious truth today. Hallelujah. I know for sure that any man that stirs up himself to seek this great reward, which we have defined as God the Father. Your reward is for the Father. Great is your reward in heaven. It's your Father. Anyone that exercises himself to seek this thing will find. Seek and you will find. Knock on that door, it will be open and you will enter into that consciousness of the Great One who lives forever. Praise God. I am your exceeding great reward. Praise God. I am your exceeding great reward. Paul's prayer is that I may be found in him. Because in him the fullness of the Godhead dwells. The fullness of what? God dwells. I may be found in him. See, that's all. He didn't ask for silver and gold. God is your silver and your gold. Amen. God is your reward, exceeding great reward. Let us stir up ourselves. Hallelujah. Look forward to this great reward, a reward that never passes away. Hallelujah. God has given us the ability to return back to that perfection that we have. I go to my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Say it. It's your Father. Praise God. I go to the Father means I ascend into Father. When you ascend into Father, it's not just, there's no more Father and Son. It's just the Son, the Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let this confession be our confession. See, let God be glorified in us. Let us use our members to bless God. Every aspect of us has to bless God every day of our lives. Hallelujah. Let this be instruments for the living God to walk in through us. Hallelujah. Let every man awake to this reality. Praise God. Let the prayer be the dawning of this consciousness. This is the dawning of the morning star in us, the morning star consciousness, which is pure light. Hallelujah. Praise God. That life is in the Father. See, and that life he has freely given to us. So let us awaken, brethren. Awaken to this consciousness. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this great promise, this great reward. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For this open door into heaven. Hallelujah. Let the doors continuously be open. Hallelujah. Let the people realize this great promise. Great is your reward in heaven. This precious promise of life. Let it bring healing unto people. Let the people awaken to this consciousness. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this great reward, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us quietly be led by the Spirit into the quiet. Hallelujah. Let us loosen ourselves from the many, many entanglements in this world. Let there be zeal in your people. The people will be willing in the day of your power. Hallelujah. Let the zeal be renewed in your people to follow on to know you. Hallelujah. Like Peter said, where shall we go, Master? Thou only hast the words of eternal life. Let us carry on and follow on to know you, O God, to the very end. Blessed be your name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So did the Lord show you something while we were praying?
Yes. Praise the Lord. As we're concluding the prayers, the Lord showed me on top of the river, the lilies blossoming and floating on the surface of the river. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We are the lilies of the valley. Hallelujah. Blossoming upon that crystal clear river of life. Hallelujah. Let the words that we have heard today cause us to blossom like the lilies of the valley. Hallelujah. Let our hearts be open to praise you and to declare your beauty in this generation. Hallelujah. Let those rivers of living waters flow through us. Crystal clear waters flow through us for healing of the nations. Thank you for these promises of eternal life. Amen. Amen.